Day 271, or September the 28th. How big is your God? Our thoughts today come from Zechariah chapter 14, verse 7. It will be a unique day, a day known only to the Lord, with no distinction between day and night. When evening comes, there will be light. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Zechariah concludes his prophecies with some inspiring words about Messiah's reign and his second coming on a day that is often referred to as the Day of the Lord. It's a time that Jesus confirms is known to no one on earth. Zechariah tells his rebellious listeners that Messiah will come and that it's imminent. With that thought, they must honour God and worship him in the temple they have just helped to rebuild. And now today's action step. When our grandson was very young, no matter what you tried to do for him, he would interrupt with, "I can do it, I can do it." Of course he couldn't, but not for the want of trying. When he was older, it was fascinating to see him take projects to nearby adults with the request, "You do it." He had learned that there were some things he couldn't do. Zechariah reminds us that Messiah will come, but only God knows when. That was true for the first coming, and will certainly be true when he comes again. For centuries, scientists and philosophers were willing to fill in the gaps of their knowledge by admitting that only God knows. It seems too many thinkers today refuse to contemplate God's influence in their calculations and arrogantly proclaim there is no God. And one day we will be able to prove that there is. I remember we had a pond in our garden for years and bred fish every year. Often when I paused to watch them, I would think, that's their whole world. Wouldn't it be strange if one of them declared, I didn't exist, even though they depend on me to change the filters and give them food regularly. God is so much bigger than we are, and there are things that only he can do, because only he can see the need and take the action, and we may never understand.